أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولما جاءت رسلنا لوطا سيئ بهم وضاق بهم ذرعا وقال هذا يوم عصيب وجاءه قومه يهرعون إليه ومن قبل كانوا يعملون السيئات قال يا قوم هؤلاء بناتي هن أطهر لكم فاتقوا الله ولا تخزوني في ضيفي أليس منكم رجل رشيد صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 77 and 78 of Surah Hud, continuing with the incident of the three angels that had come to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. They gave him the glad tidings of a son, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam, and subsequent to that Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, ensuring to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that Ishaq will continue to live and from him there will be progeny that will continue. These angels then went to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. Walamma ja'at rusuluna Luta, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and when our messengers had reached Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, see abihim, Lut alayhi salatu wassalam became worried, he became concerned, wa dhaqa bihim dhar'a, and the heart of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam became distressed. Why did this happen? Because Lut alayhi salatu wassalam received these guests in human form, in the form of young, handsome men. The people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam that were engaging in sodomy, in homosexuality, Lut alayhi salatu wassalam automatically had the apprehension that my community, my people are not going to leave these men, and they have come to visitors, they have come as visitors to my home. What is going to happen to them? How am I going to manage all of this? And hence, from the tongue of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, the words came out, waqal, he said, hadha yawmun asib, this is a difficult day upon me. Now these are the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. When Allah Ta'ala so desires, Allah will divulge whether the personality is an angel, the personality is a human. Lut alayhi salatu wassalam has not a clue. But now there is absolute concern with regards to the safety of these visitors that had come to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. In the narration, Lut alayhi salatu wassalam had brought these visitors into his home, and the people of Lut alayhi salam began to flock to the house of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. The door is locked and they had decided to scale the wall and get over that wall and overwhelm Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains, وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ, the people of Lut alayhi salam had come to him, yuhra'una ilay, they had come running recklessly, they scurried towards Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. For them there are ambitions that they needed to fulfill, ambitions that were absolutely filthy, absolutely dirty. Wa min qablu kanu ya'maluna as-sayyi'at, Allah Ta'ala says, from before this already they were people that had practiced evil, the evil of sodomy. Qala ya qawm, Lut alayhi salam addresses his people in the protection of his visitors, O my people, haulai banati hunna atharu lakum, these are my daughters, they are purer for you. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has this system from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Adam alayhi salam was in Jannah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had known the need for Adam alayhi salatu wassalam to have a companion in life. Allah ta'ala did not create another man. Allah ta'ala created Sayyida Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. This is that system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that man needs to marry, man needs to fulfill his desires with the opposite gender. So these are my daughters. Now this was not necessarily the biological daughters of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, and as per the majority of the commentators, it was Banati, referred to these are my daughters. In other words, the people of my ummah, they are there, they are purer for you. This is that system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Look at this Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat, how overwhelmed he had become, how apprehensive he had become, and the distress in the heart of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam is being discussed in this ayah. And then he turns towards them and he says, Fattakullah, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wala tukhzuni fi dhayfi, and do not humiliate me, do not degrade me regarding these guests that have come to me. Alaysa minkum rajulur rashid, is there not one person, one man that is righteous amongst you, that will at least understand the simple message that I'm giving you, that there is a need, human need will require that desires be fulfilled, but that will happen according to the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Is not one single man amongst you that will have this understanding. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala delivers us this message, that those angels that had come to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, they had come with the glad tidings, and now they come to this community of homosexuals, and now the destruction of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.